coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday. We made it to the end of the week.
We did.
Yes. How are you doing, birthday boy?
That's right, man. Today's the day.
Today is the day.
And I was telling Todd yesterday that every year on my birthday, I weigh myself and figure out my net worth. And one's going up and one's going down.
Yeah.
A little bit to do with radio.
I would have no idea how to figure out a net worth. I wouldn't even have a clue how to do that.
Well, it's just your assets, less your life.
I have no idea.
Anyway.
I live day to day. Hi, Todd.
How's it going?
Good. It's good to be back.
Todd, welcome back.
Yes. We missed you yesterday.
Yes,
although
we did.
You were kind of here, though. I mean, you're here for 24 minutes.
And it was fun having you on our show and back and forth and everything
cool.
With Otis. Yeah. And I had a great time with him. Talk about like old reunion day with Katie and Nick and Otis and all those people. Had a great time with them.
Yeah, that was nice to visit with you guys too. And Shannon sure liked being here, sitting in.
You know, she's great.
She just really loves radio.
Yeah.
She just loves radio. She always did since she was a kid. And anyway,
she brought Jim coffee, so now he's all about her.
She texts us five.
Suck up, Shannon. Don't do that to us.
Oh, man. She texts in the morning. What do you want in your coffee?
It's wow.
Like, oh, I know. It's great. It's got
been a long time since anybody brought me good coffee.
Right. All right, Todd, I want to thank you for the donuts today.
Yeah, that looks phenomenal.
I know I'm
going
to weigh myself first, but yeah, he brought quite the selection of donuts.
We're going to have some special guests. I want to make sure that we thank them for taking time out to come and spend some time
some
with you.
Some surprise guests today?
Yes.
All right. I like it. I like it.
So, yeah, Prince's birthday, too. He was born the same day.
I was going to say that. Okay, we're going to have a whole bunch, you know, Purple Rain Day or whatever.
That used to be.
1994, the whole thing. No, 1999, right?
Correct.
Hey, you know what's funny, Todd? You know what movie was on? Okay, when I was in college, junior college, high school with ashtrays.
Yeah.
And it was the night before one of our football games. So the whole team got together to go watch this movie. Rollerball. Do you remember Rollerball?
That was
James
horrible,
Caan.
Wasn't it?
Horrible. Yeah, but horrible. But here's the funny part. So I've got that new, I'm finding these new channels. I've got Hulu or Roku or whatever it is now.
It's amazing what's on there.
It's amazing. Yeah, so you just flip it. It's like, everything. Oh my God. Like, and okay, so anyway, so the movie Rollerball was on there, okay? And it had, well, actually this one channel, what it did was had all the previews from, and I love previews. I'd love to have a job just doing previews. You know what I mean? With that voice and everything. So it's thing, Rollerball. You know, the earth has changed. There are no laws. There are no wars. The year is 2018. And it's just like funny. It's like this one that came out like 76.
75.
75.
Yep.
And it's like they're looking at like 2018. There are no laws. There are no. It's like it's so far in the future, 2018. But that was one of the worst movies ever. James Caan. And the funny part is they wore, you know, so futuristic. And they wore football helmets that would look like the 1960s. Like what Bart Starr wore with the double bar thing and everything like that. Yes.
John Houseman was in that.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember him?
Yeah, absolutely.
His voice?
He was...
what commercial did he do?
I don't know, but he was also in the movie, The Paper Chase.
Yes.
And then they did the TV show, The Paper Chase. Remember that one? About guys going to law school?
Me? No.
You know? Okay. That was your era, though. I just thought you might,
know
that era.
They make the money the old-fashioned way, he would always say.
That guy?
Mr. Johnson, here's a dime. Come up here, take this, go to the payphone, call your mother, tell her you are not going to be an attorney. I loved him in that show.
That
paper show. I used to want to be a lawyer.
I think we all did because of TV, though.
Yeah,
right? I mean,
absolutely.
Those guys, and that's such a small fraction of what it is to be a lawyer, but to win those big cases, have them break down on the stand, you know, just have them.
Yeah.
I mean, from Ironside to... what was that other big lawyer show that
was Perry Mason, of course.
L.A.
Law.
L.A. Law. Yeah.
Which, by the way, had my old girlfriend in it.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Okay. What? You had a girlfriend that is on
Aloha.
Who's that?
Susan Day.
How could she? How, tell me about that story.
Susan Day from the Partridge Family. She was on Aloha when she was older. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
All yeah. Right,
yeah.
I mean, she didn't know she was my girlfriend.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah. I got it. Okay. When he said that, I thought, wait. Maybe,
I think a lot of girls didn't know that you
right.
were.
Yeah. A lot of them. Well, you know, he has those stories from when he was in Arizona.
But I think maybe you did. No, but I think it's part of the thing. If I actually met her, she would have been.
Well, of course. Of course.
You know
what
I mean?
They all would have, John. Mm-hmm. They all would have.
So anyway, yeah, Susan Day was my girlfriend. So anyway, hey, happy birthday today, Jim.
Thank you, Johnny.
Born 1958.
I was.
Fantastic. You were
June 7th.
Of 10. Where are you?
Pardon me?
Of the 10 children?
Oh, I was a 10. I know that.
You're the last one?
No.
You're the youngest?
No, Johnny.
No. Oh, no. I mean, just in the order.
In the order, you're a fourth.
Oh.
So I've got a lot of younger brothers and sisters.
So kind of right in the middle, huh?
Yes. Yes. Right in
okay.
The, well, not really.
Right. What's the oldest to the youngest? How many years? Because mine is 17.
Oh, no. It's
my oldest brother is 17 years older than me.
No, I might have to figure this out, but my mom was 46 when she had her youngest.
Oh, wow.
There's a huge gap, yeah. 45, 46. There's a huge gap between my two youngest sisters. I was in college when my youngest sister was born.
Really?
In college.
Wow.
And I have a sister who is out of college.
My oldest brother played his last high school last high school basketball game the day I was born.
I'm going to guess 25 years.
Okay. Wow. Good Catholics. Good
yes,
Catholics.
That we are.
Today is National VCR Day. I've still got a VCR. Do you guys?
Does it work?
I think it's in my garage. I still have I got boxes of VHS tapes.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't that?
And it's like, do I throw them away?
Do I do
something? What do you do?
I know. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a letting go thing. But yeah.
Know.
But if it's in your garage, I mean, you're not using a VCR. You never use it.
No, but I've got one. I got a DVD player and a VHS player.
So you want to transfer those porno tapes to a CD or something, John?
Wow. Really? On your birthday, with your mom listening, you're going to be that way. You're going to be that guy.
All right. Okay, just throw it.
That's
okay.
Disappointing. So disappointing.
John, why did,
so
you, have disappointing. Why did you have a VCR in your garage?
It's also June Bug Day. What are June bugs?
Those are those ugly brown things that you crunch. They're big.
They're about the size of a quarter, right? And they fly right in your face at night and stuff.
Okay.
They travel.
Did
together.
You see that new spider that's coming?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, I did.
Then did you see the fish snakes that they're finding in Missouri? Did you see those?
No.
They got the head of a snake, and they're like 4 feet long.
Oh my God.
But they can live on land for like up to 2 weeks. They don't have to be in the water.
Nightmares. Nope.
You got to check these out, Todd. You got to look. They're the ugliest things in the world, and they're finding them in the state of Missouri, and they're moving their way up.
And what are they?
It's like a fish, a snakefish.
Snakefish.
Snakefish. It's got the head of a snake and the body of almost like an eel type thing. They live in the water, but they can also live on land and crawl to like the next body of water.
Oh, yeah. I can see them.
Do you see a picture of them?
Yeah. Yep.
Aren't they gross?
They're called snakeheads.
Snakeheads.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did we just discover that? Is that like, did they do some breeding?
They're from like South America, and somehow they got up here. Probably from one of those ships, you know, coming through.
Yeah,
and
spray them down.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Wow. They are so gross.
Yep.
Aren't they, Todd?
Sounds
they are
like
gross.
See a picture of them?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't see a picture.
Todd will get it. Today's also National Donut Day.
I saw that.
Todd brought in a bevy of donuts today?
He did. And Dunkin' Donuts, I read something that you get I think you get a free donut when you go in there. You may have to buy a coffee. But Dunkin' Donuts, I would get one anyway, whether it was National Donut, because they give you one on your birthday.
I didn't know that.
Yes. My daughter sent me a text.
Where else can
that.
We go on your birthday today? There's different bars that give like a free drink or something, right? Let's go. Let's just take one of those days and just go out to all the different bars and restaurants and get stuff free.
And Jim won't drink, so we'll take the drinks, right?
Absolutely. Right? Take the drinks like last, yeah, like the
absolutely.
Golf outing. Like the golf outing.
Put his in mind.
No, John, I'm going to go.
But that made sense. Don't you think?
Yeah, I do.
You're getting charged the same amount.
Right. That was kind of weird.
Don't you think, Todd?
For a Virgin Mary or Bloody Mary, they charge the same.
Yeah.
So
I told her, I said, hey, put his vodka in mine.
Absolutely.
She's like,
nothing wrong with that.
No, you're being charged for it.
Right. Okay, that made sense.
Okay.
No, I'm going to go after this. I'm going to go work out. And then I have a meeting at the Northland. And I got another meeting with our at the shelter.
Can't you take a day out your own birthday? You can't.
Nah,
just...
these are meetings. I want to go to these meetings. These are good meetings. This
all
is,
right.
This is stuff I want to do. And I'll do whatever I want to. And then I'm having dinner tonight with
Milton.
He already talked to him this morning. He's very happy. He's excited. He got up very early. The guy, you met these guys. When we did the EAA show, the guy that ran the International Welcome Center, they're friends of ours. We're going out to dinner with them.
Well, that's tonight. Nice.
So, yeah, he's a great guy.
Where are you going?
So, don't know.
What's your favorite restaurant around here?
Oh, Republic's good.
I've never been there.
I really like the Angelina's is good, but the place right next to them starts with an M. I like that place a lot. And, of course, you know, the Walnut Room's always good. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what I didn't realize? Like, you gave me that bag of food the other day. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't realize it. So I took out the chip beef or whatever it is.
Sirloin tips.
Yeah. And I didn't realize there was still another styrofoam thing in the bottom of the bag. It's some potato type stuff. So I ate some of that last night. That's really good. What is that?
No, the stuff I brought you yesterday. Is that what you're talking about?
It's like potato and cheese and everything?
Yeah. What's that called?
I don't know.
No, when you
it's so good.
There's ground beef.
It's like
the
shepherd's
bottom.
Pie?
Yes, that's okay. What it is. Shepherd's pie. Right. I couldn't think of that.
All right.
But that needed some hot sauce. I put salsa on it.
It's good, though.
Yeah, it's good.
It's really good.
But it needed salsa. I told you that when I gave it to you. Yeah. I said, like, this needs some hot sauce. And you're like, I got some hot sauce.
Fantastic. Today is also chocolate ice cream day.
I don't like it.
I'm not a chocolate ice cream guy. Are you?
No.
Todd?
It's my second choice.
Okay.
Vanilla?
What's your first? Yep, vanilla. Yep. I like plain stuff.
Yep. 33
Mine
flavors.
Is pistachio.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Or coconut ice cream.
No.
And maple nut.
Maple nut's good.
Oh, pistachio's good.
Pistachio's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It's America the Beautiful Week. What does that mean, Todd?
I think just celebrating America.
Okay.
All right.
Can we do that in July?
Can we do it other times too, Jim?
Is that too much to ask? It's our country.
We're already doing it on the 4th.
How many days they need? How many days does a country
all right,
need?
All right. I love it. Okay.
Happy birthday, Anna Kournikova. Can I tell you a really funny Anna Kournikova story? How much time do we have?
About 30 seconds.
A buddy of mine worked for the Detroit Red Wings when her boyfriend, Sergei Fedorov, was playing for them. And Sergei's parents came over from Russia to watch him play. And Anna was going to be there at the same time. So Sergei said, hey, after the game, would you go up to the hospitality room and bring down Anna and my parents? And he's a guy from the UP. So he comes up, he walks in, there's this girl in this long hair down to her waist, unbelievably tight leather outfit, unbelievable. Okay, brings her down. Sergei, have got it. He goes, where are my parents? He totally forgot his parents.
Oh, my gosh.
Yellow taken
he
by
brought
them.
Down Anna Kournikova. Oh, crap.
My focus was elsewhere.
Yes, we're going to set a quick break. Mother of the Mayor, get it right. Happy Friday to you. The former mayor's birthday today and Prince's birthday today. You know, I've never seen the movie Purple Rain. Todd, did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you, Jim?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't. I've never seen the movie Purple Rain.
Yeah.
I like Prince's music, though. I really do.
Well, he had a variety of music.
Yeah.
A little different guy, though.
Well, yeah.
He was, but, you know, he's artistic. And there's a lot of songs that people don't realize it was part of. Like, he did some stuff with Stevie Nicks. Nobody would even know that he wrote some of the stuff for her solo stuff.
I didn't know that.
No, yeah.
And then when he died, he had, like, a lot of stuff that hadn't been published yet.
I mean, I've heard that. What was it, Painkillers? Was it, like, Painkillers?
I think so.
Overdose.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Ambien.
Huh?
Ambien. We had a lot in common.
Ambien, yeah. You and him. You and Prince on the Ambien.
That's what happens when you're born on the same day.
Absolutely. Yeah, something with the lunar things, whatever.
I still think it's funny that on the very same day in a universe this big, those two very different individuals came out of somebody's womb.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and?
Yep.
Tom Jones.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
But you, Prince, and Tom Jones.
Well, Tom
exact
Jones,
same
though, but Prince and I were born the same day, the same year. You know, Tom Jones, yeah, and so does Pence.
Well, yeah.
But
Right.
That's why my.
Do you want me to do a great Tom Jones?
No, it's all right. That's right.
No, I can do one though.
Stand up.
Huh? No, I can do one.
What song you're gonna do?
Green Green Grass.
All right. Let me find it real quick. So you got some backing on that.
My daughters, when we travel to the UP, I'd be singing this song.
Oh,
a boy named Sue. Folsom Prison. I'd sing these all the way. They loved it.
Mrs. Jones.
Mrs. Jones.
No, that wasn't him.
Yeah,
no.
I think it was.
No, it was not. Billy Paul.
Yeah. We got a thing.
He was at the Carlton.
Tom Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course he was. You ready, Todd?
I think so. I mean, give me just a couple seconds here.
All right. It's one of my all-time favorite songs. Ready?
No.
Hang in there.
3, 2, 1.
The old home.
Same.
Oh, I think
there's a step down
from the train, and there to meet me was my mama and papa.
Papa. Todd can sing. Todd, that was good. You're much closer than John. John, you're
the
like
lane
you're like that guy
I
that talks, can't really
with
sing.
With my sweet Mary,
yeah,
hair of gold and lips like cherry.
John,
it's good.
Who's that
to
guy?
Touch
that?
The green. Green grass of home.
Oh, my God.
That last word was a little, yeah. It's early.
Come on.
It's early.
It's been a long
week. Wow, thank God it's early.
All right, fine.
You got a lot of warming up to do, John.
Mm-hmm. Well, happy birthday to you, though.
Thank you, yes.
What, are your kids doing anything for you?
No, they're not here, right?
I'm
living in the state. They'll call. Okay.
Did you have the typical birthday parties when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you're in a weird... like school would have been out then though, right?
So I'll tell you what, very often when I was a kid, the last day of school was my birthday.
Okay.
Very often it was June 7th, 6th,
yeah.
But it's usually around that time. And there couldn't have been a better gift for me.
The last day of school?
Yeah, I was not.
I agree. Was that the greatest feeling in the world? There's no day, I don't think a person will ever experience a more amazingly wonderful day than the last year of school when you're in like the sixth, seventh grade.
Yeah. Right. So I do have a story though I want to share with you because it's a good one. Max Slattery was my math teacher in seventh grade. And, you know, I was a B student, right? But I was doing all right in math because I liked him so much. And I wonder if he's still living. If he is, I hope he's listening to the show. But he knew I was probably B, maybe close to an A, but for sure I was in the 80s. It was a green, you know, they gave individual cards, like for individual classes, you know, and I just remember math was green and they put the letters on there and he gave me an A, which I was like, I can't believe this. And I turned it back where they put the comments and he just wrote happy birthday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Nice. Isn't that funny how you remember certain teachers?
Oh, yeah.
The impact they make on you at a young age is
like,
amazing.
He just gave me the benefit of the doubt. And and it was written really big, too. So anyway, that was very cool. Was
great role model, some of those teachers.
Oh, man. So.
Absolutely. Liam Neeson.
Neeson.
Man, what movie did I watch him in the other night? He's just got that.
That voice.
Something about him that's just, oh, man. If I could come back as another person, I'm going to come back as Liam Neeson.
I don't know what that is.
He's older than you, though.
Yeah, I see that. 72. Wow. Yeah. He's in all these movies where he plays the part of a good guy who then has to be a bad guy. Like, his daughter got, like, kidnapped by these terrorists or whatever. Remember that movie? He's in, that guy. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's phenomenal.
Wow.
He's phenomenal. Yeah.
I don't think it's a household name, though, is it?
He's not, but he's a household face.
Yeah, totally.
Where it's like, oh, I totally see this guy. I've seen all the movies he was in.
Okay.
Love him. He's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a line like where he goes, I will find you.
Yeah.
And I will kill you. Right?
Yes, exactly.
That's his characters all the time.
Every single time.
You tick me off and now you're going to pay.
Absolutely. Right. He is the best.
Yeah, because I think he was in something and I don't know if he was chained up or in prison because when I get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you.
Absolutely. He's that
that's
guy.
Like convincing.
I have no question about
it. It's not like I'm mad. It's like he was so like, that's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
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 He's great.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
It's
so
his birthday today? All right. That's cool.
So you got a lot of famous. Iverson, who was, Mike Pence. Wow.
Yes.
Wait, doesn't Mike Pence seem older than 65, though?
He does. And he's been in Green Bay.
I mean, he seems
times.
Like 75. If they said Mike Pence is 75, you'd say,
Yeah. Right. Nobody would say, like, oh, no.
But that's kind of like what we were saying. Like, actually, Otis and I were talking about that yesterday on the show. So he was bald young, okay? So he looks the same as 20 years ago.
Correct.
Is it better to do that or to age? Then people say, oh, he's just getting older looking. Yeah. Is it better to look older young, and then just always look that age? Or to, you know what I mean?
I think it's not just the bald thing, though. He just has a very youthful face.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So I, you know, whether he had hair or not, I think he's going to look okay.
But same with these prematurely gray kind of guys.
Yeah.
Is it better just say, okay, yep, boom, it's going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
it early and then kind of.
I was telling Todd, that's a, I don't, like, I still feel like I'm 32, right? I always say that, and I do. But there's some people that, there was a guy, I was telling Todd this the other day, we were talking about aging.
I just got a text here, and this is the honest truth. So Ray Nitschke looked the same for 50 years.
Yes.
Those right, kind of guys. Right. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And I, this friend of mine, he's a little bit older, but I hadn't seen him in, I don't know, 6 years. He's probably 70. And we're at Kohl's, and my wife says, I think that's Don over there. I'm like, oh, Christ, that's not going to be his dad.
Why don't I just swear a couple of times? Jim, on your birthday.
Okay. Well, wow. Albert, that was him, and he just, you know, in 5 years, just, yeah, that scares me.
Yeah. I do not want to age. I don't want to look aged.
No.
I mean, well, people to me are still like, oh my God, you look so young. I get that all the time.
By,
John,
by,
that's not true.
By,
name, I just, okay.
By oh, whom?
That, what?
All the time. People just say, man, you look like Brad Pitt. I see that. I hear that all the time.
I had a lady on my Facebook the other day said, oh my God, Johnny, you haven't aged in 20 years. It's on my Facebook. I don't make this stuff. I'm just telling
pull
you what
that
people
baby
tell
up. Hold okay. that up, yeah. John.
Thank you, Julie.
No.
That's John's wife, by the way.
No, I can yeah. I prove this. Okay, I can whatever. Prove this.
All right.
A lot of people.
John, I don't think he aged a little bit because maybe he brings in those pictures that of yesteryear, and you looks like yesteryear. You've John, you got to admit, you've aged. You know, a little more wrinkles, a little whiter hair.
Well, okay, Jim, but please let's look at when you were mayor and right. We all aged. Look at my beard; I got all that gray in my
yesterday
beard.
Yesterday, when
right?
I was mayor, remember that? I had not a hint of grayness in my hair. I was
all right, I'll shut up. Huh? Okay.
I was such a man. I drank my Busch Light straight out of a can. So don't even get me started.
Okay.
Funny movie, A Million Ways to Die in the West. That was an actual very funny movie. All right, we got to set a quick break. We got a full lineup of guests coming up. And it's Jim's birthday. Some amazing guests coming in and some surprises back after this.
Media.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning. 59 degrees in Oshkosh, 59 in Green Bay, 57 in Appleton. Winds coming from the southwest at 8 to 10 miles an hour. What?
Todd? Just for our listeners, Johnny reads the weather, but then he makes up the wind, and which
based
is
based on the flag when I walk in here,
right? And but he's actually much more accurate than I used to.
What are the winds?
Think. I'm looking up right now here. You can introduce our guest. While
southwest 8 to 10, maybe 10 to 12, gusting up to 12, because I can tell with my hair.
It's 13.
13 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I said 12. Okay.
However, you are way off on your direction. What did you say?
Southwest.
It's west northwest.
No, southwest.
Okay, I'll call them. Look, I'll call the Weather Bureau and just tell them that they're wrong.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Hi, Gail.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Gail Knorr here is from Veterans First and talking about a fundraiser that I'm going to be a part of. And we, of course, we're battling with the whatever it takes to build these wonderful homes for veterans. And I'm not quitting. I'm going to be up to my neck in the muck, whatever you have to do to make sure these things happen. How's the progress coming on those, Gail?
Good. So we got our next meeting on Tuesday, June 11th at City Hall. And we just are looking for a majority of the alders to vote yes. And it's a done deal then.
I didn't know alders had that much clout.
Zoning.
I didn't know that.
Everybody says, what's the power of councils? It's zoning. And it really is. Think about it. If you want to zone something from industrial to residential or vice versa, people, when you run and people say, well, what are you going to do about my garbage pickup?
That's what I mean. I think of an older person as like you got a problem and you call them. And
that is true. But the most powerful thing they have is zoning. And I felt bad. This one guy, Johnny, you being a realtor, bought a house and was going to make it into a duplex. And then he couldn't do that. It's like, that's not zoned that way. He went for the zoning and did not get the 6 votes, actually 7, that he needed. And so he didn't want it. You know, I think he took a bath on it. So zoning is very important, and the council is going to rezone. That's what you're asking for. I want to say that yesterday, I taped a show yesterday. It airs on Sunday. I had the director of economic development and the deputy director. and it has a little bit to do with what you're doing. They just talked about Green Bay being, you know, 110,000 people, 107,000 people, that you have to have a variety of housing. Like, they're getting a little heat for these luxury apartments, yet there's a lot of affordable housing, and this is veterans housing. So I think the city realizes that being the size we are, we have a diversity of different people and economic levels. And so I think they're going to support it spiritually. I just don't know if they're going to approve that piece of land that you want. And I think that's the struggle.
Yeah.
Because you haven't heard any pushback on the project.
No, not much. No.
So if you get the majority on Tuesday, I mean, is it, let's dig a hole in the ground time? Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yep. That's fantastic. Yep. Who's doing your building? Or who would be doing it?
All of the unions. So carpenters.
All coming together.
Plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, all of that.
Fantastic.
They're all doing that.
Yep. Fantastic. Can't
wait.
And
heavy engineers are doing the
phenomenal
infrastructure. Yep.
Have they reached out for some manpower, just physical labor type things at all? Are you looking for people doing that? Because I'm here.
Every guest, he kind of works
what?
His own little selfish
angle. I'm offering.
Well, for free.
It's a community project, Jim.
Okay, we got a picture of Johnny building a habitat home, and he's standing there with the drill photo op, and it's not even plugged in.
Imagine that.
John, he's going to get the picture. So,
Okay. Yeah, we're going to have volunteer opportunities. We're going to have a database where people can sign up online. There it is. And it's not plugged in. There's somebody holding the cord.
I love it.
Yeah, that's cute. Good. Yeah.
Fine. Oh,
we could use that. Yes. We could use that.
Absolutely. It'll look good in the hard hat, though. Yeah. Don't think.
Right. No, that's true.
But that's really exciting. I know that's not what we're talking about, the actual, that aspect of it. But the, I'm sorry, I can never remember the new name. Cottage Veterans
Cottage.
Cottage Court. Cottage Court. Yeah. Cottage Court. And, is it 21?
21.
21 houses, hoping to build and everything. And we want to be a big part of it for veterans housing.
And yeah, and a community center.
Community center that we are going to be raising money for.
Mm-hmm. The museum.
The museum.
The Mino and the Mayor Museum.
Mino and the Mayor Museum, which is to be awesome. So I can't wait. We're going to have housing for veterans. Very well needed.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Well, coming up on the June 15th, we've got an event. Can you guys introduce your special guest and we'll talk about it?
Yes, this is Karen Store. I never know.
Store.
Yes.
Just like grocery.
Karen Store from 9th Street Wellness.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Wonderful. Just wonderful.
Good.
Yeah, we're very excited to get everything going and bring as many people in as possible to learn more about the project as well, besides having fun.
Yes.
And we'll have a lot of fun because we have a lot of neat things going on that day. We have the kids. We'll have a whole tent just set up for kids to do fun things. I've got my art teacher coming in. She's going to be working with them. We've got the Packerettes who's going to be doing.
Okay, I was going to ask about that. Who are the Packerettes?
They're about my age. They're the first actual cheerleaders for the Packers.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yes, they are old like I am.
That's fantastic.
But they're going to be doing different crafts. They're going to make pom-poms and little shirts and stuff.
Oh, nice.
For the kids as well, and they'll have different memorabilia there from their era.
Oh, that's
with the
super.
Packers. So
oh, very
it's
good.
Going to be fun. Well, and we're going to have music, all kinds of different entertainers coming in.
You got Bill Jarts doing the auction.
Yes, and we're hoping we can get him involved in the hula hoop contest.
You have a hula hoop contest.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
No, she didn't even ask John.
Right.
She passed over him.
I think John should be in that.
Well, we can have them both.
Oh, yeah. You can go against
that's
each your, other.
Yeah, that's a
it's
good
a
idea.
Competition.
I got to be honest with you. Like so, my son. Uh-huh. For somehow he could do that for like hours. He could stand there with a hula hoop and just for like all day.
Uh-huh. No.
And I couldn't do it for like 5 seconds. And he can do it like all day.
Yeah,
isn't that
people,
crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Effortlessly.
Why don't you talk over another donut?
Thank you, Todd.
Just fill your face with that while you're talking.
They're cream-filled donuts. I haven't had one of those in days.
By the way, happy birthday.
Thank you. It's celebrate. But
do you want me to sing to you?
No. You really throw some good events, and you've done that for years.
Well, we did the Desert Vet.
Right, the boots.
And you were there, and we even had a parade, and we had the whole thing, because you were leading it.
Yeah,
well, you were there with us.
Great,
Jim.
Yes. And
Wait, is this the parade you started yelling at somebody about? Is that the one?
There wasn't a lot of parades, John. I don't know. Could have been.
Yeah. Todd, you remember that?
No, that was...
We had somebody in here, and they stopped for some reason and whatever, and you started yelling
at
them?
St.
Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day parade.
Oh, that's right. It was.
And they said, you started just yelling, but keep this moving. What are you stopping?
I wanted to keep it moving. You're right, John. Thanks for bringing that up. That was on my birthday of all days.
Yeah, so, right.
Throw that out there. Right, yeah.
Yeah, but that was very exciting. Jim, remember that?
Oh, it was great.
That was, what, 13 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. When we opened on 9th Street, actually, 9th Street, you know, 9th and Gross, where we opened up.
Right.
And,
but this event is taking place
at my new facility.
Right, on Meadowbrook.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Meadow Park, right. I should say.
Which is corner of Alloway, right next to the old Denmark State Bank roundabout.
All right.
Come in on Main Street, and you can see us by the roundabout.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's where the event is. It's from 10 to 3, and it's free.
Yes.
Now, there'll be things that they can get into the
food
raffle.
Food trucks, arts and crafts, performances, raffles, booyah, auctions, and family fun.
And the money raised there, 100% of it goes to
Cottage Court
Village.
Yes. Village for veterans.
Yes.
Terrific.
Absolutely.
Outstanding. Yeah. Do you guys have any kind of timetable, like when you get there, let's do it, and you start, you know, with that first hole in the ground to somebody moving in?
Yeah, we're looking at people moving in late fall if everything goes well with the
late fall land. This year?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's incredible.
That's incredible.
Yeah. But you have so many people almost like waiting in the wings just ready to, let's to do work. This, right?
Yes. Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
So, and do you have any like people, like veterans saying, hey, how do I get in? What's the protocol?
We do have a wait list already. So,
oh, wow.
Yep, quite a few.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Amazing. So June 15th, Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin, Cottage Court Village. It's a phenomenal, I guess you'd call it homes.
Homes.
I mean, it's not just.
Yeah. They're
homes. We call it a development.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's got
Are they going to be self-contained or is it a more of a townhouse type look?
They're going to be self-contained. Self-contained.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think a person has a lot more pride.
That's
when they've
right.
got, here's they this own. Facility or here's this building, this structure, it's mine.
It's dignity, right?
Yes.
That we don't have sometimes when we're in a group facility.
Exactly. That's right. What
not
I mean.
Not that that's a bad thing.
No, but just that feeling of ownership and pride, and this is mine.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. And this is, Karen's thrown some great events, and these are fun events. And
oh,
like
yes.
you said,
yes.
what's nice about these, you're going to meet a lot of nice people because you always
right.
attract nice people to your events. But
I'm going
to
be there.
Yeah, well, yeah, but so is Bill Jarts.
Mickey Grasso. I know Mickey.
Yeah.
Sure.
A lot of good veterans are helping out and performing and serving food, making all kinds of things.
Fantastic.
Right. Something for everybody.
Yes.
And if you come for the 5 hours or just for a couple hours and just make it, you know, support this. This
yeah.
is like, we need
we have
this.
Food trucks, all different things.
And at 10 o'clock, she's going to have an honor guard that's going to, and then someone's going to sing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to sing.
Mm-hmm. Sing the national anthem.
Yeah.
I'll be there. Oh, yeah. Good.
John, why don't you show up around 10:30? That'd be perfect.
So June 15th, Cottage Court, Veterans Village fundraiser for veterans, food trucks, arts and crafts, performances, raffles, booyah, auctions, family fun. This is going to be at 2330 Meadow Park Drive, Alloway Avenue, located at the 9th Street Wellness Center.
Yes, and I want to share with you, there is construction on Alloway, right?
It's
coming into
year.
My corner, of course, but you can get through.
Okay.
And we are actually going to be parking on the street and using the parking for the old Denmark State Bank because there's nobody in there right now. So we have lots of extra parking.
You know that one thing I found out that night we went to the GB game?
Mm-hmm.
Police officers do not like it when you go around barricades. Remember I told you that? I guess she was not happy about that.
Yeah, so we got to respect the parking.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Even downtown here, but it
but
costs
we will
us
have,
$21.
I'm putting four. That's all we're going to be able to park in our parking lot. But I'm keeping them just for the handicap because we have a lot of handicap people coming that are, you know, the veterans and so forth. So we'll have four parking spaces.
How did you get so involved with the veterans?
Well, I lost three veterans in my life. Different husbands and they all
served,
three of them. Yes.
Wow.
So that's very dear to my heart.
I bet.
So I want to help the ones that came back and that are here and give them a better life.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. And Gail, I know where it comes from your heart. You are one of them.
Yeah, I am one of them. I was a hospital corpsman in the Navy taking care of Vietnam vets.
That's incredible. Wow. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you both so much for still flying the banner for these guys and women.
Right.
And I always want to make sure I say guys and women because that's the number one thing I learned when I did my trips over there and everything like that. The role that female military personnel play. It's such a vital role in so many ways.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it drove me crazy. I remember when I came back and they said Congress was debating whether or not women should be allowed to serve on the front lines. and you go to Iraq and Afghanistan, you step outside of this door, you're on the front lines.
Yeah.
I mean, you're there.
Yep, and
I don't think I don't think the females got enough credit for what they've done in serving.
Right.
And I can't think of a tougher job than being a Corps person.
An honor. It was an honor.
Well, and look at all the women that stepped up to the plate when their men were gone.
Absolutely.
They did the men's job.
Absolutely.
We did all of that.
Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. No question. Did you know Marilyn Monroe was the Riveter?
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that's what I told that story on the show here the other day. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she was there. They went to the plant that she worked in, and they were going to take some pictures for promo thing. Ronald Reagan was like the MC of the thing. Huh. And they discovered, the photographer said, wow, you got to check out the head thing on,
bandana
thing. Yeah. And that's how she got discovered.
It was the photographer and not Reagan?
Hey, Ronnie might have gotten around.
I did not know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So you see, you come here, I can fill you up with all kinds of useless trivia.
Such a, informative show.
Absolutely.
But this is great that you guys are doing this. And again, you know, the money that we raise on the 15th here is going to go to support these 21 veterans' homes. And those homes aren't that expensive.
No, $50,000 will get you a sponsorship for a home if you wanted to donate something like that. But yeah, because of all the construction in kind have to pay for.
Right.
Yeah, it's just the materials alone. And those are discounted as well. So
Will you be looking for more volunteers for things, or are you pretty well set?
No, we were always looking for volunteers. So in a bit, we're going to have a database on our website where people can sign up to do certain things at certain hours on certain days, whatever works for them. You know, whatever they want to do. So it's called Volunteer Hub, and they're going to be able to pick what they want to do.
And Tuesday's the big day.
Tuesday's the day.
If you get that vote, we're off and running.
Yep.
I'm going to be the first person out there. I'm serious. I'm going to be doing something manual. All right.
Good.
Cottage Court Village for Veterans, June 15th. Coming up, food trucks, arts and crafts, performances, Bill Jarts, Mickey Grasso, myself, the Packerettes. I can't wait to see them. This is going to be so fantastic. Yeah. Both of you, Karen Storr and Gail North, thank you so much for what you do.
Okay.
Thank you for what you do.
All right. We're going to keep pumping it. We got to set a quick break. Back after this.
All right. Bye now.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. So great having Karen Storr and Gail Noor here talking about a great event coming up on June 15th to raise funds for the Veterans First. Oh, man, that village is going to be amazing, isn't it? That's going to be so cool. I cannot wait to get that thing going. Cottage Court Village for Veterans Village. It's going to be phenomenal here in Green Bay. Love it. We're going to be involved with them across the board, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, no, we want to support that. Absolutely.
100%. We're going to be doing
that.
We're doing the museum. We got to raise money. Okay, I got to talk about something. At some point, sometimes you kind of have to wave the white flag and say, all right.
Okay, let's hear it. That's good. You need to learn to do that.
The bottles to Michigan.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Well, here's the deal. I'll be honest with you. I don't care about the law. I mean, I shouldn't say the law.
Say it a little bit louder, Johnny. Why don't you say that a couple more times?
What?
I don't care about the law.
Well, that... Todd. I don't mean it that way. Todd, was that yours? You actually have a sound effect.
No, that was me.
Oh, that was really
good. Actually really good,
Todd. That was really good.
That's the first time you used that in a year. I think that's good. I record that one.
No, but here's what I'm saying is, of all the laws in the world, if that's going to be the worst law, you know, that somebody's going to break because they took a plastic bottle across state lines to get a dime to feed starving children, if that's the worst thing, you know, when I'm meeting St. Peter and he's going to look at this list, it's like, really? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, come on. Oh, what am I hurting by taking a plastic bottle to get a dime to feed starving children? That's okay. Yeah, you're right. I'm a criminal for doing that.
Well, people, I don't think we're going to get the support we're looking for.
Oh, yeah. I got people. No. So, this would be like the most minor
thing.
Rocco,
I need your help.
Yeah. Hey, Rocco, how you doing? No. So here's the thing, though. So my attitude is just, you know, it says, well, it's got barcodes. Okay. Right. Well, so we take off the labels. No, it's just a plastic bottle. Okay? We can skirt that issue. But here's the part. I think we should. Okay, so I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
But here's the reason why. The maximum is $25 that you can do.
Oh.
So I was thinking about bringing up like truck full.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you could, that's the most they'll give is like per day or whatever is $25. That's the maximum. So we'd have to make, by the time we drive to Menominee, 50 miles.
Lisa did some research on this for you.
Yeah.
Like between 100 and 1,000 bottles or something like that, you could go to prison for 2 years. Okay. Over 100 bottles.
Johnny, research is when you could go study to something.
You could go to prison for 2 years over plastic bottles.
Research.
Unbelievable. I would run the block. I would run the cell block. I'm just saying. What do you think?
We got a text from Green Bay, and it's for Jim. Okay. So I'm going to play that for you right now.
Happy birthday
Harmony.
To you.
Barbershop.
Happy birthday to you.
Is it my brother?
You.
It's not.
Oh. Happy birthday to you.
Jim.
Happy birthday to you.
I like Barbershop.
That's actually really good.
It is
Barbershop. Todd sent that in from Green Bay. He knows.
I could listen to that.
That Barbershop is.
They have nice tonage.
Yeah.
That was all one guy, by the way.
That was one person?
Doing one.
Yep. Oh my God, I thought it was like four people.
It is.
He did all four parts, but yep.
Wow. Could I have been in Barbershop, do you think?
No, John. First of all, you could have never been in Barbershop because you not only have to sing well, you got to sing right on pitch because it's harmony.
No, okay. But what about just the low voice?
No, but even the bass, that's just the bass.
Okay.
You got to be in key. That's when you all sing like within the same key, okay. Something like that.
So I watched a thing on YouTube. It was Ike and Tina Turner 1971 doing Proud Mary.
Yep.
Mm. And honest to God, I do too. And it's like, rolling.
Well, that's
rolling on the river. Rolling on the river. You can let the good job in the
but
city.
Ike is that. I just want to say, Johnny, that sounds like he's just doing this willy nilly. He's singing within a key. So when Tina jumps in, they're like,
Oh my God. Todd.
Yes.
Can you find that? 1971.
I love that song.
Used to be a girlfriend of mine.
Yes, she was mine too. She is great.
Oh my God,
when we dedicated on the city deck,
she was not here.
John.
If she was here and I didn't meet her, I'm not happy. Was she here?
No.
Oh, okay.
We played the music.
Oh, you played the music. Oh, okay.
And took some pictures with a helicopter, all the people out there.
Okay.
It's great. She is.
Loved her.
Yes. And that's a great song. And back in the day, way, way back in the day, when I was a runner, that was one of my songs.
When you were what?
When I would run.
Oh, when you were a runner. Okay. Yeah.
And that was that's a great, great song.
Okay. So people have been talking to me about something. Okay. About you and I having that race. Remember I said I could outrun you if a cougar was coming?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Okay. And it's not fair with me having an artificial hip to do that now. Because one leg's shorter than the other.
But
here's the deal. So I'm going to be getting my bike. Okay. I couldn't make it yesterday or the other day. But anyway. Okay. So what about you and I? During the show, having a bike race where we start right here, we go down, we go over the bridge, two laps around here for charity, and people can bet on either one of us, and then whoever wins, they get that money towards their charity. What do you think about that? I'm in. Todd?
That would be dangerous.
Why would that be dangerous? Hang on.
Shh. I know.
Rolling on the river. Left a good job in the city.
Hear him? That guy, I could do that.
Working for the man every night and day.
I could do Tina.
And I never lost one minute
but was she?
Hey.
Johnny, it's 6:57 in the morning.
What did I say?
Turning. Who the proud Mary keep on burning.
Well,
that's closer.
Rolling on a river.
That's closer.
I could do that.
All right.
So what do you think? about you and I having a bike race.
Too dangerous.
How is that dangerous?
Cars.
There's no cars at 6 o'clock in the morning.
There'll be cars, Johnny, and we'll take the corner too fast. You can't be on the sidewalk. No, I'll do it. I'll do it.
You're completely tied.
I will do it if you close the streets.
He's completely wussing out, isn't he?
I will do it if you close the streets.
Did you see him driving off the other
day? Yeah, come on. I can't. This is the song we would need to
play. And then she picks it. Boom! She goes.
Those legs. John's trying to dance. I think he can't.
Can you imagine him in one of those flapper dresses?
If I was an African American woman, I'd be Tina Turner.
So would I.
I would be Tina Turner. That is no lie. That's who I would be. We can set our break. Mine on the birthday, man. Back at this.